Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
The moment you've been waiting for, relationship advice with Campbell and Farwell.
I always feel like such a fraud when we go to do this stuff.
You feel like a fraud.
Okay, now they're using cheating kind of tongue-in-cheek illy. Well, a little bit. Like, okay. So they're talking about ways that you're kind of cheating without having an affair. But not, you know, texting someone or that kind of stuff. Like other ways that you're cheating on your marriage or your relationship.
Okay.
For example, you hide money.
Oh, well, sure.
If you're hiding money from your spouse, that's a cheat. You're cheating, right?
Don't most guys do that just so they can pay the credit card bills that come in every month?
Yeah, you're right. They could say here too, or you're hiding debt. Right?
Yes.
It could be either you're hiding money or lack thereof.
And I think that's what they mean.
Yes.
Yeah, hiding the debt.
And that is what couples argue about the most.
Yeah,
more,
don't we know it?
More relationships are destroyed by money than infidelity. Crazy.
It is nuts.
You are cheating on your relationship if you complain about your partner to other people.
Ladies, are you listening? Seriously. How many of you guys complain, honestly, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that?
Mm-hmm. I think you're completely right. Because women are just, we share more, I think, right?
Guess what guys don't do?
What?
That.
You really?
Uh-uh.
They don't complain about their wives?
Not the guys I hang out with.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad to hear that. And you're right. Sometimes if that's all you do is kind of, you know, go through this grocery list of what he's doing wrong or she's doing wrong, then you kind of get stuck in that and you forget, you know, to maybe focus on the positive stuff.
Sure.
Right? You are emotionally dishonest, saying that you're fine if you're boiling with disdain, or even faking orgasms. That's emotionally dishonest. You need to stop doing that right now for more than one reason.
That is very dishonest.
And here's the other thing.
I'm offended just by the idea.
Of what?
Honestly. Anyway.
The faking of the orgasm?
Yes.
You're offended by the idea? You are. Here's why people might be faking the orgasms. Because you're a selfish lover. If you only care about yourself during which time you choose to burn sauerkraut, then that's cheating your partner. And that's why the other thing happens.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you put it that way. The other thing. I'm tired of hearing it already.
What?
It's Monday morning. I just got back from holidays and this is how you're going to greet me.
Well, I don't think you should reward a selfish sauerkraut burning partner with even a fake one. I'd be like, no, actually, no.
Okay, can we back up for half a second?
Sure.
Again? Why is it we're giving relationship advice?
Well, because everybody else is. What the hell, right? You got a relationship.
This is advice on how to get angry.
Do you know what stonewalling is? This is the last one.
This is my favorite.
Do you know
thing
what
to
this
do,
is?
Just for the record.
Oh, it's, you are not even lying about that. You do know what it is, don't you?
Well, I can assume by stonewalling.
What do you think it is?
I think it just means you're not going to let anything out. You're going to shut her right down.
Farwell is the master of the stonewalling.
I am in control.
The act of withholding yourself, your emotions or your affection until you get your way. And it's cruel. It's like holding your relationship hostage with a passive aggressive gun. Seriously.
See?
Stonewalling's worse than that other thing they mentioned earlier.
I'm still offended by that one.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.